Hello, squishy sisters. I hope you are all well, keeping hydrated, staying away from fuckboys, getting enough sleep, charging your sex toys, doing all of the things. So I won't go into great detail, but life has been a bit hectic for the three of us recently. I think we seem to all be outdoing each other with who can have the most things going on. And due to this, it has proven quite difficult for the three of us to find some times when we can, first of all, plan the podcasts, because believe it or not, some planning does go into these, but also some time for us to be able to record. It does take several hours. We need no one in the house making noise. All of the stars need to align, and you know what? We have just realized that instead of trying to push and force things, we are just going to take a small break. It will only be a few weeks, and we will be working hard behind the scenes in that time to get you some amazing content, hopefully some more exciting guests and things like that. And we will, of course, still be active over on the social media and the Patreon channels. But we just need a moment. We need a reset. We have been trying to work so hard to make this podcast something really special that you guys will enjoy. And we don't want to stop that. And we don't want to stop that magic. So we're just going to take a reset. We've got things going on in our lives that just need a little more attention. And then do not worry, we have got so many topics for you guys that we want to talk about. So many guest ideas. We have got so much going on. We will be back. We're chomping at the bit. But for now, we are just taking a break. And you guys, of course, will have loads of other podcasts you can catch up on over on the Secret Recordings Network. So make sure you're checking them out. And we will see you bright and fresh in a few weeks' time. Love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that will not turn you into a pumpkin if you're not home by 12. That's right. This week, it's one of our Fairy Podmother specials where we answer all your questions.
I'm George and I am from Fuller Figure, Fuller Bust.
Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine.
And I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls. And if you're hungry for some more Fat Chat at the end of this episode, guys, you need to join our Patreon. We've got the link in our episode notes. If you go and sign up, you'll get instant access to a whole bunch of Fat Chat content. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So Mama Tazzy said, my mum used to ask me when I was younger and still does to this day to name three things I like about myself. Oh, I love that.
I love that too. I love that her mum, she's saying she did that when she was younger. That's so nice that it's gone on throughout her life.
Now she says, I ask my daughters the same thing. It can be anything, physical, a skill or a trait. So my question to you girls is, what three things do you like about yourself? So we've decided to do this as we will each say a physical trait, a skill that we like about ourselves, and a trait. So, Rifki, do you want to start?
Oh, I knew you were going to come to me first. I could see it in your eyes. Okay, a physical thing. I really like my hair.
Yes, yeah. Freshly dyed.
It's freshly dyed at the minute. It is a little bit too short, but, you know, prepped for whatever happens in the world. Won't have a haircut for about a year now. A skill that I really like, I'm a good writer and I love that. I love that I can express myself through the medium of word. And a trait, I'm a good listener and I'm good at giving advice.
I love those three. I love that it's three like that. That's so good.
Rather than just being like, what do I like about myself that's pretty or
also,
something like that.
Let's be honest, we all love talking about ourselves, so. It's a great question. Strong word.
That's why we gather. That's why we made this podcast.
I'm going to make you go next, George.
Ah, okay. Oh, okay. Physical. I'm sorry, guys. I know I say it a lot, but I do really enjoy my own bottom, which sounds wrong when I phrase it like that. Probably just said my bum. A skill. I literally put a fridge full of weird ingredients that's about to go off in front of me and I could definitely cook you something out of that. I love cooking. I love throwing things together. I love creating meals out of weird things and it tasting good. And a trait. So this is going to sound weird when I say it, but I like that I'm quite stubborn, which obviously goes one way for me in that it can be a bit annoying because I don't shift, but also it just means I stand my ground with stuff and I try and like get the thing I want and I try to always like look out for myself and I'm stubborn and in a good and a bad way, but let's take it as a good way for this one. What about you, Hayley?
I like my boobs. Why not?
They're so perky.
I think they are not perky. Do not.
I promise you guys.
Stop putting this myth into the world. One day you'll all, somebody will see them and they'll be like, George kept saying they were perky and it's a lie.
Yeah.
Secondly, a skill. I think I am good at putting people at ease. When I meet people, I can just make them feel comfortable really easily. And I think that is a very useful skill. And a trait, I'm a very empathetic person. I can, you know, I can usually understand something about what people are going through, maybe even if it's nothing like that's ever happened to myself. And I think that's a good thing. I think we need more empathy in the world. Thank you, Mama Tazzy. That made us do a little bit of thinking. And I think what we're going to do now is possibly put this on the Fat Chat community group and ask you guys to come up with a physical trait, a skill, and a sort of personality trait that you love about yourselves to just keep spreading that positivity.
So Universal Truth... I like that. Clever name. Universal Truth has asked, will there be an episode on intersectionality and guests who are dealing with fat phobia as well as being from a different culture?
So short answer, definitely yes. Slightly longer answer is this is something we had such big plans for before COVID hit. And it's obviously taken us a little while to get into our rhythm with the three of us without throwing a guest into the mix. But we are speaking to people. It is in the pipeline. And until that happens, you've got the Fat Chat community with a variety of people. And we're also featuring different people on our Instagrams at the moment. So make sure you have a scroll and have a see at the different women. We've got black women and women of colour that we're showing on our Instagram and sort of sharing their experiences and things like that. We want to hear more voices. We want this podcast to be diverse. So yeah, it's definitely something that is happening and will continue to happen.
Obviously, the reason that we want more voices is because we're aware that we're three white women. So, you know, some of our experiences are going to be quite similar, and some of those intersectionalities, while we might have some sort of crossroads that we've experienced, there's a lot of things we haven't. And, you know, we can't be all things to all people. So definitely uplifting those voices, having them be a part of, you know, what we're sharing here on Fat Chat is super important to us. So definitely listen to this space.
So this comes in from Jana Jar. I hope I've said your name right. Could be Yana. I'm from a small EU country and the media here makes me feel like I'm living in the most fat phobic country in the world with zero fat role models in public spaces. Larger women only get attention when they lose weight. How do you overcome this and not lose yourself in this, especially when your culture treats fat people with zero respect or decency?
Oh, Yana, thank you so much for like reaching out and asking this question. I think it's a really important one. And while I would say here in the UK, we're definitely finding that there are more plus size role models in the media and in the industry, definitely that the other part of that narrative you've just described is something that we live with every day too. Mm-hmm. And I think most countries have that, but I do get that when you're in a small country and you're just not hearing anything else, it can be really tough. So we totally get where you're coming from. I think one of the good things about the world that we live in now and the internet is that we've kind of become a global village, which means that even if those role models aren't in your like in your country or in your media in your country, you can still find them internationally, which at least gives you some realization that there's not only one way to be, which I think is really, really important. Secondly, I don't know how easy you found it to maybe find people who are doing this kind of work in your country. Maybe the media hasn't picked up on them yet, but you will probably find that there are plus size influencers, and that by supporting them, by sharing their content, by engaging with them, you could very well help sort of lift their profile within your country. And if you feel up to it, maybe you could become one of those voices yourself.
Like, yes.
You know, we need more voices. We need more people talking about this stuff. We need more people talking about the fact that the only experience of a fat woman is not just her desperate desire to lose weight. So I really hope that's been a helpful answer. Definitely pop a post in the Fat Chat community group on Facebook. You may find that there are people in your country or in countries near to you that are having very similar experiences and might be able, you know, you might be able to gang together and become a big fat squad all by yourself.
Yes, the squished hood, it grows, it takes over.
It goes international.
This question comes from me_Bubba_and_things, which is the cutest little name.
So cute.
And this is just a lovely comment. They say, I can't think of a question yet, but thank you for being awesome and keeping me sane in lockdown. We say thank you.
I'm so glad our insanity kept other people sane.
The price we paid.
Positively Beautiful Gem has asked how we tackle working with a group of ladies who are all obsessed with diets and weight. And she added at the end that she loves us ladies. We love you too, Gem.
We love you too. So actually, we did a whole podcast. It was episode 34 about being fat at work. And we put in there lots of really good tips about how to deal with being fatter at work and kind of dealing with those conversations. But I think we kind of all agree we've got three sort of top tips. So our first one is, if you feel up to it, challenge that behavior. Say something. It doesn't have to be confrontational in a kind, do you know what I mean? You don't have to get anyone's back up, but you can just say, you know, like, I'm actually okay with my body, or, you know, when you make these comments, it makes me feel like X. And, you know, you can have that conversation because they probably don't even realize how they're making you feel. If you don't feel up to having that conversation, and I get that as well, because I think, you know, depending on your work environment and how close you are to your colleagues, it can be really difficult. It's okay to walk away. Don't join in those conversations, you know, just go off, do something else. Just don't play a part in that role. And if it gets really bad and, you know, you're getting to a point where there's like weight loss competitions at work or anything that's actually hugely inappropriate to have in a working environment, go and talk to a line manager, talk to HR, because it's actually not okay for you to be feeling uncomfortable at work. So those are just kind of three of our top tips for dealing with all that constant diet and weight chat in a working environment. So the next question comes from someone that wants to be anonymous, but obviously you'll know that you sent the question in. So hello from all of us. They say, I've gained some weight during lockdown. I've joined the group, I've listened to the podcast, and I really hear what you're all saying, and I love both the group and the pod, but I can't seem to implement the advice that you're giving. What do I do? Help.
Oh, bless you. I think that is so tricky. And I see it a lot on my own social media that people, they are surrounding themselves with the right things. They're trying to do the right things, but they're still finding it quite tricky to get to that headspace themselves. They're still finding that diet culture is creeping in. I think just sometimes you might just need to take a step back from things, because sometimes you are maybe still comparing yourself to other people. And I think that's usually where bodily dissatisfaction comes in. It's where we're comparing ourselves to people and thinking they've got a better life, they look better, so if I look like them, I would be much happier. I think also accept that you might sometimes feel bad, and that's okay. Like, the three of us are doing this podcast, we talk very openly about things, but we all have days where we don't feel the best either. And like, you need to stop putting so much pressure on yourself. Amen. You need to put some take some of the pressure off yourself to always feel like really good and like really okay with your body, because it's okay not to be okay, like the old cliche, but it really is. And it's okay if you have those days. And like, if you can take a moment to really like look at where those thoughts, those intrusive thoughts are coming from. So, you know, quite often you say you've gained weight in lockdown. So quite often with weight gain, it's trying to work out, is it that maybe your clothes are fitting a bit differently? If so, that's usually quite easily solved. Don't beat yourself up by trying to squid yourself into things that are a bit tight now. Get yourself a few new things. Go in a swap sale group, exchange some clothes, buy some secondhand clothes that are really lovely. Second of all, maybe it's because you feel more uncomfortable in your new body. Well, you're going to feel uncomfortable because it's a body you're not used to. It's like, this is the only thing I think of. I got a new car recently. It's like driving a new car. It's going to take a little while to get used to it, but you will get used to it because it's just your body doing something different. And then the third reason we can often feel uncomfortable about bodily changes is usually because we are doing those things. We are still looking at the media and still being told that slim is better, losing weight is better. So is there another way you can kind of block those external things coming in from the media? Is it maybe a turning over the channel when something comes on the news, or making sure you're definitely unfollowing all those accounts? Just try and sit with it for a bit, and hopefully you can feel a bit better and things will start to ease and change for you. And we are sending you a big squish to hood load of love.
Mwah.
This question comes from Kelly Marie Hillary. How do you deal with fat phobic health professionals? Hayley, do you have any thoughts?
Put them in the bin.
Yeah. Get them fired. It is a tough one. It's really difficult. I think there can be an assumption that all health professionals are fat phobic. And I think sometimes it's a tick box exercise where they just say it because it's part of the things that they should say. And I think sometimes the best way to deal with this, or I find, is to relate to them as a human being. So whenever I've started a relationship with a new doctor, if I've moved surgeries or something, often I'll just explain to them, just so you know, I have a complicated past with food. I have had some struggles with eating disorders and mental health in the past. And this is not something I'm looking to talk about right now or looking to deal with right now. And you know, if I change my mind, you will be the first person I speak to about it. But that's not something we're talking about right now, because it lets them know very, very clearly where we stand. And the fact that I'm confident and sincere and honest about it lets them know that I'm probably also not going to be fucked with. And that's quite helpful. Like, but sometimes you need people to understand that, because it's a vulnerable position you're in with the doctor sometimes. And being honest is helpful. We spoke about this in a previous podcast, and it was a friend of mine who said that sometimes when they feel like a health issue that they're having is just getting reduced to the fact that it's something to do with their weight, they'll listen very intently to the doctor as they tell them X, Y, and Z about how it's about their weight, and then say, okay, thank you very much for that. Now tell me what advice you'd give me if I was a slim person. And I think that's really powerful, because you're saying, I hear you and I respect you, but also there are other reasons beyond the size of my ass for this problem.
We actually, a little while ago, we asked for some ideas for podcast topics and questions, and I wrote some of them down and forgot to write who wrote them. So if this one came from you, I'm sorry. But this question just said, help, how do I embrace my flaws?
I think, first off, the term flaws, I mean, I know we did like a whole thing on one of the podcasts about the term flattering, but actually as an F word, flaws really gets to me more. Mm-hmm. Like, you see all those articles where people are like, oh, I've got these flaws, but I've embraced them. Who says they're flaws? I know, it's the media and I work in it. I'm part of the problem sometimes. But it's this idea that, like, oh, this bit of you is wrong, but you can still love it. Who says it's wrong? It's not wrong. It's just your body. So I don't know. I feel like there's that idea of that body neutrality where your body doesn't have to be right or wrong. There shouldn't be like this term flaws, and embracing them to me just feels like, I don't know, it just doesn't quite click with me, because I just think, you know, stop seeing them as flaws. They're you. That comes back to like what George just mentioned about learning to love the body you're in and any of those changes. To me, that's like, it's like one big question and it's one big answer.
Completely, completely. And I think we often talk about the fact that you don't have to love everything about you. It's okay to feel ambivalent about certain things. That doesn't block you. It's just when you hate or fixate on something that hate or fixate. That's a little snappy little rhyme. I don't know if we can put that on t-shirts.
Hashtag.
So this has come in anonymously, and they ask, will we ever do an episode about being polyamorous and plus size?
Ooh, this is an interesting topic. To be perfectly honest, I don't think any of the three of us would describe ourselves as polyamorous, or not just yet.
I wouldn't describe myself as plus size either.
What am I doing on this podcast? Help.
She thought it was flap chats. That's why she's here. So I don't, which obviously makes it kind of tricky for us to have a conversation all about that. However, you know, if we found somebody interesting that we thought would be great to have on the podcast to discuss it, that's not to say it won't happen. I just don't think it'll be happening anytime in the like really near future. I do think, though, that there are so many places online where you can have those discussions. I'm pretty sure that a friend of mine who sort of lives this lifestyle a bit has told me that there is like plus size polyamory groups on Facebook. Obviously, there are websites like FetLife where you can find a bit of community. I know that they have on FetLife, they have something called Munches, which I was immediately like, what is this? But I think it's basically where you have meetups, which possibly not so much happening during Corona, but it's actually just social meetups where people can meet and stuff like that. So I do think that there is a wealth of information on the internet about this sort of thing. Like we said, if we were to find somebody amazing who we think could like really give us a lot to talk about, we would so be down with that. But yeah, for now, really hope that you find that. Definitely post in the Fat Chat community. You may find that there are some babes in there who would love to have this conversation with you. We've already got a couple of like spin-off groups from the main Fat Chat group as well. So maybe that's something that you could do.
And obviously, if you don't want to pose a question to do with this or any other topic in the Fat Chat community because you want to remain anonymous, why not drop one of the admins a message and tell them what the question is and ask them if they can post it anonymously? And then that way you can kind of get the information you want, but you don't feel so exposed. Because even though it is a private group and it's a safe space, we get that sometimes it's difficult.
Leah. Hello, lovely Leah.
Friend of the pod.
She has said, who are our most underrated plus size icons?
Well, first we have to mention that Leah, of course, is a blogger herself.
Yes!
Over on, yeah, Leah XL.
And, such a good name.
Yeah, it is Leah XL. It's
Leah
great.
XL.
There are so many.
So
many amazing bloggers out there. At the moment, I'm absolutely loving Shana Wesley's content.
She does those great videos, doesn't she?
Yeah, I love it. She does these amazing try-ons. I think she's got the cutest figure. I love her style. She makes me feel very old because she's so amazingly cool and like youthful, but I love what she does. And we could make her the who to follow this week.
Oh yeah,
what do you think?
We will link her, guys. She is awesome.
She's lovely. What about you, Jean?
So I would say there are so many people I could shout out that are amazing, and that's what I try and use my platform for a bit in my stories as well, like sharing all those accounts. But one thing I would say to you guys out there who are looking for new bodies to follow is, a few bloggers a few years ago started a great hashtag, which was hashtag your size, your style.
Yeah, it was started by the M Edit.
Yes, that's, yeah, the M Edit. And there are a few others who
sort of other people
look
who
after the channels. And if you search your size, so say hashtag size 20 style, so 20 the number, or whatever size it is, you can find people who are using those hashtags who maybe look like you, who you've never discovered before. Or you can actually go on those accounts. So they are like, you know, size 16 style, size 18 style, all of the sizes up to a size 32, I believe.
Yeah.
And you can find new people that way. And I sometimes will just go through that hashtag and like look for new people to follow, just because I want to have people in my timeline that I can relate to that look a bit like me. And it's just a great way to discover new people.
Yeah, like I follow the hashtag because I like of the sizes that I like, just because I'm like, oh god, that looks really good on her. But also it's so nice because it's not just bloggers, it's all sorts of people just sharing their stuff. So I love that about it.
That's all we've got time for this week. But if you fancy more Fat Chat, we would love it if you joined our Patreon. Your support means absolutely everything, and we've got loads of exciting bits going on over there. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast, and we have new episodes every Tuesday. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media at Fat Chat Pod. And remember to subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you're on Apple, don't forget to rate us 5 stars and leave us a review.
See you next Tuesday!